It's Tuesday morning, and just before I head off to the Learning Without Frontiers conference, I thought I'd do a bit of reflection on some of the highlights for me from Monday's event. I thought there were some really interesting themes came across, and the first one was one that Graham Brown Martin had raised, which is the idea of disruption. And we saw a really strong example of this in the artist Evan Roth, who gave us a very entertaining talk about some of the free art that he's produced in terms of hacking the environment. And I love that idea of taking a technology-driven culture of hacking and imposing it onto the real world. I thought that was really interesting. But what a lot of people raised after his session was this idea of the ethics of what he was doing and whether that kind of disruption was ethical. And I think it's a really interesting point, because I think the more we encourage young people to be independent and be free thinkers, the more of this kind of disruption is going to emerge. And in terms of being a classroom teacher, that poses certain management problems that I can see sometimes in terms of encouraging young people to question things. So I think that's a really important debate that we need to have. Another theme that came up a few times was the theme that content shouldn't necessarily be free. There was a fantastic talk from Teo Gray from Wolfram Research, who made the research tool Wolfram Alpha, and also he made the very very well-known iPad app on the periodic table. And he's actually found that that kind of interactive book content is presently much easier to monetize than traditional print books, which he was producing before. And not being an educator, he made the very good point that at the end of the day, he can't afford to give away this stuff for free. I think as teachers, we're very used to being on our secure salaries and perhaps coming up with ideas and just giving them away for free, whereas for people to really concentrate on really high quality content for these new mobile devices, then they need to be rewarded, really. And I think that was an interesting thing that came up throughout the day. There seems to be a lot of places expecting free apps. They make a huge investment in hardware and then expect free software, and I think that's quite a dangerous idea, really, to be putting forward. There was loads of really inspiring stuff. There was the inspiring story of Abdul Chohan from Esser Academy telling us how his failing school was shut down, and as part of the massive organisational change of reopening this school, he introduced iPod touches to every student in the school and every teacher, and had an amazing effect on how the school worked. They had a huge, massive effect on results, from 37% to 99% GCSE results, which was in the talk attributed to the iPod touches, but I think it came across that it's having inspirational people like Abdul leading the learning that must have made the difference to the results there. I really enjoyed Dr. William Rankin's talk, which was about different literacies through the ages, and he was talking about the high level of communications in World of Warcraft and looking at how literacy has changed throughout the ages. And I'm definitely going to blog about that, because that was really fascinating, I found. James Huggins, also from Made in Me, really inspired me with his preschool and early years focus on allowing children to actually create and storytell. That was fantastic. And of course, Tim Rylands at the end of the day just blew me away. It was the first time I'd ever heard him talk, and he's just a fantastic storyteller, linked in with loads of interactive multimedia and great ideas for promoting storytelling and use of technology in the classroom. Really, really inspiring, and such an entertaining end to the day as well, with audience participation in the act of storytelling. So loads of really inspiring stuff, and I'm really looking forward to heading down today and seeing what inspirations are on offer again.